InfoWars Nightly News. It is Thursday, May 29th, 2014. I'm Leanne McAdoo, and here's what's coming up tonight.
Tonight, Bilderberg cops beat and bully protesters. Then, what NBC cut from their primetime Snowden interview. And the Obama memo to use troops against U.S. citizens. That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
To every police officer in this country, to every FBI agent, to every Secret Service agent, you work for Spectre. You work for Chaos. You work for Cobra.
Well, it's just day one of Bilderberg 2014, and the police there have already set about beating upon citizen journalists. Now, all of this was, of course, caught on tape, even though the police dragged this citizen journalist behind their little private torture curtain. We'll call it a pain cave here, if you will. Apparently, it was meant to shield the prying eyes of all of the protesters there and probably the globalists from watching the police beat upon protesters. And of course, it's very telling about the cloak of secrecy that surrounds the entire Bilderberg meeting. While the globalists are up there plotting their new world order, they have the protesters corralled into a literal pen, and then the cops go about assaulting and arresting people like they did this young man. His crime, he refused to show them identification. Now, of course, that secret veil is a nod to the veil that Bilderberg has enjoyed for the last 60 years, all because the lapdog media refuses to report on Bilderberg. Now, of course, we have forced a bright light onto Bilderberg. Charlie Skelton, he writes for The Guardian there in the UK, which is one of the only mainstream outlets that reports on the Bilderberg meeting. Now, Skelton points out the irony of the agenda this year, one of the topics being, does privacy exist? Here we have the world's most secretive conference discussing whether privacy exists, and it certainly does for those people who have police willing to beat down innocent people in order to protect it. He says there's something distinctly chilling about the existence of privacy being debated in extreme privacy by people such as the executive chairman of Google, Eric Schmidt, and the board member of Facebook, Peter Thiel. Now, these are exactly the people who know how radically transparent the general public has become. And then, of course, they're discussing it with the head of MI6 and Keith Alexander, who is the recently replaced head of the NSA. And other people in the room, of course, Henry De Castries, he is the head of the insurance and investment conglomerate. Of course, they are most interested in data collection and public surveillance because public transparency is a gold mine for them. So, of course, all of this is going on there at the secretive Bilderberg meeting, and they want to say there's no agenda. Now, of course, it's packed to the gills with lobbyists, billionaire investors, chief executives, and chairmen who are spending a three-day conference rubbing elbows with politicians and policymakers, but their official Bilderberg press release says, there's no agenda. There's no agenda here. It might look like a big lobbying, big politics, and big business meeting, but they're not setting any agenda there, which we have already exposed that as being totally untrue. They created the EU at their very first Bilderberg meeting more than 60 years ago, but I'm just a conspiracy theorist. The Bilderberg meeting doesn't even exist. Now, we reported how one seeming nobody came out of nowhere, and then after attending a Bilderberg meeting, he became the latest president of the United States of America, and now a local news station out of Atlanta is reporting how their mayor is going to be attending Bilderberg. Now, I thought it was kind of interesting that this local news station, clearly I think the writer has an interest in Bilderberg, but, you know, who is this guy? Like, what is he going to talk about the Ukraine and privacy and, you know, the future of Europe and stuff? But hopefully his constituents will ask him when he gets back if, you know, he did anything there to violate the Logan Act by meeting with foreign governments behind closed doors to talk shop about things like the Ukraine, you know, definitely in violation of the Logan Act there. Many of our American citizens are. But what happens when the mainstream media begins to report on the Bilderberg meeting? I mean, will it actually have an effect, or will it be too late? I mean, is that the plan, to report on it after the fact before anyone can actually do anything about it? But least they can say, well, we covered it. Now, we've been reporting, one of those things that we've been reporting on is the Defense Support of Civilian Authorities Act. This is the DSCA of 2010. We've been reporting on it for quite some time. Now, the Washington Times reports on it today about this 2010 memo. And, of course, this is the one that authorizes the use of military force against Americans. Now, the writer says the troubling aspect of the directive outlines presidential authority for the use of military arms and forces, including unarmed drones, in operations against domestic unrest. Now, this, of course, will only be permitted under two conditions. One is to prevent significant loss of life or destruction of property, and if it's, you know, necessary to restore government function and public order. And then a second use is when federal, state, and local authorities are unable or decline to provide adequate protection for federal property or federal governmental functions. Now, military assistance, of course, can mean loans of arms, ammunition, vessels, and aircraft, which is, of course, the real reason why they have been arming and militarizing local police, the Forest Service, the IRS, I mean, the FDA there. And the directive clearly states that it is for engaging civilians during times of unrest. Now, Obama considered using this directive during the standoff with cattle rancher Cliven Bundy. Now, you might be asking yourself, well, what about Posse Comitatus? Well, Posse Comitatus was modified under the National Defense Authorization Act of 2007. It allows the federal government to use the armed forces in major public emergencies as a result of natural disaster, epidemic, or a serious public health emergency, terrorist attack or incident, or other condition, which, of course, is nice and vague like the government likes it. And this 2010 directive appears to allow the military to act without consulting the president in circumstances where prior authorization of the president is impossible. Basically, if he isn't available, then the Pentagon calls the shots. So this, of course, is the Pentagon and their excellent track record of killing innocent civilians and, you know, just kind of saying, whoops, you know, we killed the wrong guy overseas. And now we find out that they have the ability at their discretion to drone people like Cliven Bundy and his supporters if the president ever finds himself unavailable. Now, just to underscore how the Obama administration does not care who they're targeting, who they assassinate, they don't care about the identity of who it is they're targeting and killing, blogger Matt Stoller tweeted out an excerpt from a 2013 Intelligence Committee transcript. And there, Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky offered an amendment to prohibit lethal action against an individual if the U.S. government does not know the identity of that individual with a near certainty. Well, the committee rejected the amendment swiftly by a voice vote. They didn't even take the time to debate that or to say, you know, maybe we should give a real vote to this. This is something serious. No, they were all like, no, we don't need that. And that is, of course, why the Obama administration has just been indiscriminately killing innocent people overseas. And it's not just collateral damage. These are actual wrongful deaths. And here, you know, we have people that have voted against saying that there should be any sort of control or regulations upon that. Now, coming up, NBC, they were granted the Edward Snowden interview. And what did they do with that? Well, they censored his controversial talking points. And then I asked the question, is it time to ban iPods? Now, all that and more is coming up right after this.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filters today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Well, NBC Nightly News scored the first ever Edward Snowden interview for American television viewers. And how did they honor that? Well, by censoring out his controversial statements that counter the agenda. Now, Snowden's comments were, of course, surrounding the failure of Dragnet surveillance to stop the 9/11 attacks. He censored, his words were censored from the primetime broadcast and instead were buried in an hour-long clip on NBC's website. Snowden revealed that thanks to the NSA, we did indeed have all the information we needed to stop these terrorist attacks, but we didn't, and here's why.
The CIA knew who these guys were. The problem was not that we weren't collecting information. It wasn't that we didn't have enough dots. It wasn't that we didn't have a haystack. It was that we did not understand the haystack that we have.
Now, Snowden also talked about the fact that the government knew about the Boston Marathon bombers before that attack happened as well, because Russian intelligence gave them the names of the alleged bombers. But, of course, we didn't stop that either. Now, of course, those comments were cut from primetime viewers as well, but it's not surprising that his comments were cut, because he also had this to say.
It's really disingenuous for the government to invoke and sort of scandalize our memories, to sort of exploit the national trauma that we all suffered together and worked so hard to come through, to justify programs that have never been shown to keep us safe, but cost us liberties and freedoms that we don't need to give up, and our Constitution says we should not give up.
But giving up the gift of this mass surveillance is not even on the table, because it never was about catching terrorists. It is about surveilling all the rest of us. And in fact, they're using this tool now to capture people who post comments on Facebook. This happened to a woman in Illinois. She posted a Facebook comment in a private Facebook group for a dog park. The members there were discussing how some of the dogs were passing kennel cough back and forth. And the woman posted, "I was feeling bad that I haven't bought a pass and been bringing my dog there, but I'm pretty glad I haven't. So I'm not going to worry about it, and I hope all the doggies get better soon." But a Forest Preserve District employee misinterpreted that comment and basically took it that the woman had been bringing her dog to the park without a permit. So this employee forwards it to a superior, who sends this woman a $50 citation with a letter stating that she had posted on a social media site that she knowingly entered a dog park without a valid 2014 permit. Now, of course, the woman complained about it. It's since been rescinded, and they've all said, well, we're not actively searching social media sites to find, you know, people of any wrongdoing, but clearly that's exactly what they were doing. So now we know it's not just the IRS and the cops who are trolling through your social media accounts, but now apparently it's the dog park as well. Now, apparently we can't catch terrorists with surveillance, but we can catch dog owners who willingly share their information. But we do have a win for our rights here in America. A federal appeals court has ruled that Americans do have the right to videotape police officers who are in public. Now, this ruling allows a court case that was brought against the New Hampshire police to progress. Carla Garrick was arrested in 2010 for videotaping members of the Ware Police Department. They had pulled over her friend during a traffic stop. Garrick was arrested for disobeying a police officer, obstructing a government official, and unlawful interception of oral communications because she was filming the event, although her camera malfunctioned and she didn't even actually capture any of the footage. Now, her case was never brought to trial, but she sued in retaliation anyway, saying that them saying that she was wiretapping was a violation of her First Amendment. Now, the police officers who were involved in her arrest argued that they should be immune from a lawsuit. Well, the appeals court ruled that Garrick was exercising a clearly established First Amendment right when she attempted to film the traffic stop in the absence of a police order to stop filming or to leave the area. It's a clearly established that police officers cannot prosecute citizens for violating wiretapping laws when they peacefully record a police officer performing his or her official duties in a public area. And this is, of course, exactly what we need to continue doing, filming the cops. They're out in public doing what they do. They've got their cameras supposedly protecting them from, you know, anyone taking a case against them. So that's exactly what we have to do. Film these cops, lest they get out of control like they are in Miami Gardens. Now, here they have such a severe stop and frisk policy. It's out of control. They've got children as young as 5 are being stopped and frisked and then labeled suspicious persons. One man says he's been stopped more than 200 times, arrested 111 of those times, with 75 of those arrests for trespassing at his place of work. It got so bad that the owner of that business had to make badges for the employees so the cops wouldn't arrest them. They've also stopped senior citizens, stopped and questioned them near their retirement home, including a 99-year-old man who they deem to be a suspicious person. Nearly 57,000 people have been stopped and questioned by the Miami Gardens Police Department between 2008 and 2013. So now basically everyone in that community is labeled a suspicious person. They're a potential domestic terrorist. And that is exactly what this mass surveillance is all about, to get all of us on these suspicious person lists so that they can just come into our homes without a warrant or do whatever they wish, roll the TSA out on the streets, because we are all suspects. Now, this next story deals with a kid who should have been suspect, much like the kid who should have been suspect, but the police didn't think he was suspicious enough, so they let him go and he went on a killing rampage last weekend. Well, now we've got to say, oh, they want to ban guns, but what about banning iPods and smartphones and Xboxes? Seems that we're hearing a lot of stories about kids getting angry about their parents punishing them and taking away their toys. How many parents have to be killed before America is no longer in denial? Now, I did not mean to make light of this next story, but that's exactly what happened. A 16-year-old honor student pled guilty to killing his parents with 8 knives, a bat, and a crowbar. And he told the police it was because his parents, they were taking away his iPod and stuff. So pretty basic punishment there. But this is just another case of an entitlement killing. What is going on with parenting, the state of the world, the state of America? Seems it's in a cultural collapse here. Ja'Kari Jackson is going to report more on this story as well as other entitlement killings.
For the last 8 years of my life, ever since I've hit puberty, I've been forced to endure an existence of loneliness, rejection, and unfulfilled desires, all because girls have never been attracted to me. Girls gave their affection and sex and love to other men, but never to me.
Is that a good reason to kill somebody, let alone multiple people who had nothing to do with your supposed rejection? That's a perfect example of murdering out of a sense of entitlement. But Roger wasn't the first or the last. A teen in North Carolina stabbed and beat his parents to death for the heinous crime of taking away his iPod. The 16-year-old is being tried as an adult for 2 counts of second-degree murder. Elsewhere, a boy in Saudi Arabia allegedly shot his father over a refusal to buy a PlayStation. Some Arabic media has labeled the child the youngest killer in Saudi Arabia. Not only did these parents die for no good reason, but it shows the dependency of youth on their mobile devices and how when they are separated from their glowing binky, children don't know what to do with themselves. But sometimes it's adults who end the life of a child, whether intentionally or unintentionally. If you're a parent, try to imagine this scenario. A speeding motorist running over your child, killing them. Then the motorist has the audacity to sue you, the family, for emotional distress. Much like the officer at UC Berkeley, pepper spraying peaceful protesters, then wanting workers' compensation because people made fun of him on the internet. You can find more reports at Infowars.com.
And Ja'Kari Jackson forgot to speak about Ethan Couch. He was the Texas teen who got off from killing 4 people in a drunk driving rampage. He also injured 2 others. His attorneys argued that he suffered from affluenza. He says his wealthy parents had coddled him into a sense of irresponsibility. So I guess the best way to deal with a kid who doesn't understand the consequences of his actions because he's so wealthy is to send him off to a $450,000 a year rehabilitation center on the beach in California. Them's the rules. Now, coming up, Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs takes to the streets to find out what people think the government is doing, gearing up with all of those drones, the ammunition, and the guns. We'll find out what they have to say right after this.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only 2 ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
We're out here on the streets trying to find answers to a Washington Times article that states that the president has the right to use military force against civilians domestically and also the use of drones. Here's what they had to say. All right, the Washington Times just posted an article, and it outlines a directive written in 2010 that gives the president the authority to use military action against civilians domestically and the use of drones. How does that make you feel?
I'm not sure, to be perfectly honest.
Feels betrayed, really.
Pretty angry. I mean, but that's what our president does.
Not very good.
I didn't hear about that, and I think at this point I'll just not comment.
It doesn't really surprise me.
I mean, how does that make you feel, though, as an American, that our president's signing a directive like that?
No comment. Thank you.
Wow, that's pretty scary.
I don't know. That's... it's kind of scary, basically.
Not good. I don't like that. Scared. And violated. You know how I feel about all this. It's out of my control anyway.
So you don't have an opinion. You're an American citizen.
It's out of my control.
You're not asking an objective.
Okay. So how does it make you feel that the president has signed a directive saying that he can use military force against you and drones?
How does it make you feel?
It makes me feel horrible, and I think it's retarded that you don't have an opinion on it, and you're an American.
Well,
I think it's shameful.
That's a very objective point of view, right?
I mean, but you're so chillax about it. I mean, it doesn't offend you that our commander-in-chief wants to...
You know what? I'm not going to be offended. Because.
That's okay. Then you guys.
You can proceed on to the next.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's just, I think it's ridiculous. You guys enjoy living your sheep life.
Unfortunately, get a new job.
You just need to be an American.
I'm going to live a simple life.
Okay. It is simple. You're ridiculous, man. And have you heard too that the USDA purchased submachine guns?
Yeah. I hear all these agencies are arming up.
Yeah. The US Postal Service just spent.
Department of Education, I heard.
Yeah. I mean, what do you think all this means? I mean, you put all these pieces together, what's the outcome?
Well, it's pretty ominous. We always have to hope that the people in power we can trust and the good people. But I'd rather have a system that's robust enough to withstand somebody that isn't good being in power.
I mean, did you know that the USDA purchased submachine guns? I mean, what does the USDA need that for?
I don't even know what the USDA is.
The United States Department of Agriculture. You know, when you get a steak or whatever, it says USDA, a grade A or whatever like that.
I guess go shoot down 5,000-pound cows or something.
Do you think that our government is ramping up or something against us?
I hope not. I don't want to think that, but...
I mean, the police are buying tanks and getting things like that. You know, it's getting to be where everyone else has more rights than us.
I mean, it makes me scared. It makes me feel like, you know, the government's after us, not really... foreign, you know, terrorism or anything like that. So
you don't feel that the president has your best needs at hand at all? You don't think that he has your back?
Absolutely not. I think that it's not just Obama that is making these decisions. I think Congress has a big, you know, play in it. And like I said, even though I support Obama, I don't support that decision.
Do you think our president has our best interests at hand?
Well, I'm sure he does what he can, but it's not... He does not own all of the power, you know. He's just, anymore, a president's kind of a figurehead.
I think that there are a lot of things that the government does and going on that we don't know about and that people should be able to learn more about and have these questions answered. So I think that's definitely an issue among many other issues that go on with the government.
As an American citizen, you have to respect our president, whether I like it or not. It's really not my decision.
Me as an American, it pisses me off. I ain't gonna lie about it. And I got a problem with that, and I'd take up arms against them if they do some shit.
I mean, do you think the president has your best interest at hand?
No, not
exactly.
No.
Yeah, I really don't know what to believe or what to... I don't know the motives. Yeah.
Mind blown.
Well, thank you for tuning into the show tonight. For all of our Prison Planet viewers, we have got a few special reports coming up right after this. Now be sure to tune in tomorrow at 7 p.m. Central. We'll have even more Bilderberg coverage.
Treason! 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 Treason!
we witnessed at least 7 convoys of armed Secret Service entering the Westfields Marriott, and internal sources confirmed that both candidates did attend at least one meeting inside the conference. While the Bilderberg Group was 100% successful in 2008 at keeping their name out of the mainstream media, they did not fare as well when it came to the exploding independent press. During the entire 2-day event, anti-New World Order protesters and alternative media encircled the hotel.
You're being exposed everywhere! From David Rockefeller, from John Edwards, from Bill Clinton! Your game of secrecy is over!
You're not playing any game! It's a piece of trash!
This is Bernanke, man! Bernanke, you're going down!
Obama, we know you're here, Obama. You cleared your schedule for the next 3 days. We know you're in Virginia.
Bilderberg always insist on a media blackout. By June of 2008, we had already figured out that Barack Obama was the elite's puppet of choice. The national media claimed that during the weekend the Bilderberg Group was scheduled to meet, that Obama had speaking engagements set for Chicago and the Midwest. We knew better. In a classic bait and switch, the Obama campaign told the press corps to get on Obama's campaign plane and that Obama would join them on the flight to Chicago. Campaign staff then slammed the door shut. The fawning press had been shanghaied as Obama's campaign aircraft lifted off without Obama.
Robert, why were we not told about this meeting and that the senator wouldn't be on our plane until the doors were shut and we were about to taxi to take off?
Again, we had a desire, Senator Obama had a desire to do some meetings. Others had a desire to meet with him tonight in a private way, and that's what we're doing. And we set up these meetings. They're being done tonight. Again, I'm
plural. Is there more than one meeting? Is there more than one person with whom
you... I'm not going to get into all the details of the meetings. I don't know that I've got a ton more different answers for all of your questions.
Obama wasn't going to Chicago. He had a meeting to attend. A secret meeting.
Initially, it was believed that the secret meeting took place at Clinton's Washington, D.C. home. Obama's spokesman denied that, but won't confirm where the former rivals met. He also declined to comment on their topics of discussion.
For a day and a half, the mainstream media engaged in a wild goose chase, trying to find out where Hillary and Obama had gone. 3 cover stories later, the corporate press had to admit they had no idea where the 2 candidates had gone. And to this day, Clinton and Obama aren't talking.
Plenty of sources knew about this meeting, told us and others that it was at Hillary Clinton's house, but clearly it wasn't.
The Bilderberg Group sits at the top of the world power structure. 125 of the richest and most influential individuals on the globe make up its membership. From Istanbul, Turkey, to Chantilly, Virginia, we have tracked the elusive Bilderberg Group.
On the outskirts of the national capital today, black limousines with darkened windows converged on a hotel where private security guards imposed ironclad control. It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
It was just scary. I mean, I've been all over the world and I've never seen anything like this. It was like hours of humiliation. And they said, "What are you here for?" And I said, "Well, I'm here to, you know, cover the media, covering a political event, up talk to some members of parliament." I was answering all the questions. It was clear I wasn't a threat. It was clear I didn't have any criminal record. It was clear I was pressed. It was clear I was coming to interview people. They were going to deny me. They told me earlier that I was probably going to be denied. And then you guys showed up, and everything changed.
They're debating the attack on Iran. They're talking about how to take out Hugo Chavez.
there talking about how to get their American Union in that destroys Canadian, U.S., and Mexican sovereignty. So we're talking about the death of Canada is what's happening in there right now. The death of your sovereignty is happening in there right now.
120 of the world's most powerful men, heads of state from Europe, high officials of the United States government, Treasury, White House, State, Defense, they're setting the world agenda now. The reason they want secrecy is because they're doing evil. Evil is done under the cover of darkness. Good works are done in the sunshine.
Right onto the sidewalk.
Yeah, there's no implication that we aren't cooperating.
Right onto the sidewalk.
Okay. Last year, it took me 14 and a half hours to get to Munich. I was pulled off the plane in Milan. I was pulled off the plane in Munich. They interrogated me 4 hours. They basically told me that they'll keep an eye on me 24 hours of the day. The little hotel that we were staying at, Jim and I, out of the 20 rooms, 6 were occupied, 3 by the CIA and 3 by the German Secret Service. That's how serious these people are, and that's how afraid they are of actually what we may be able to reveal and what we actually do reveal.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're here in Canada today to stand up against the Bilderberg Group that is attempting to get rid of the sovereignty of the United States. Please stand up against the Bilderberg Group. The truth of your world government has now been exposed. We know you are ruthless. We know you are evil.
So what they're going to do over the next year, year and a half, is to bring the market back up to 1998, 1999 levels. They're going to get all the suckers to invest whatever little money they have left over. And that's when they're going to make the economy bottom drop out. They need to destroy the economy.
It's actual members.
They're members of the Bilderberg Club for years and years and years. They've been going and participating in all the conversations. They've always been dead on, always.
Get them on both sides. Yeah, you crook. Yeah, you're going to go to jail like Ken Lay. Oh, yeah, there's one right there. Hi. Hey, we're not your property. We're not your slaves. We're going to defeat the New World Order. You will and you are failing now. Your New World Order will fall. Humanity will defeat you. The answer to 1984 is 1776.
Jim, my governor, Rick Perry, it's in the front of the Dallas Morning News. The headline reads, Texas Governor Rick Perry to attend Bilderberg. What does it mean to have the governor of Texas in the Dallas Morning News just admitting he's going to Bilderberg Group?
It means he's a potential president. Even as the obscure governor of Arkansas, Bill Clinton, lost his virginity at the Bilderberg meeting in Baden-Baden, Germany in 1991, and he's elected president the following year. We were at the Ritz-Carlton. It looked like a typical Bilderberg scenario. They had the armed guards all around the place. They had platoons of cops in formation waiting for disbursement. They also had cops all the way around the building. And they had all those high-tech things where every member can hear whatever spoken in any language instantly translated into his own language.
We're going directly into the belly of the beast. The hotel will be filled with at least 5 spy agencies, CIA, Defense Intelligence, Mossad, European Union Security. We're sitting here in the room. As the phone rings with your producer, Tom Danhauser, to put me on, the fire alarm goes off. So everybody is exiting the building. I know this is a setup. They timed it exactly when this happened. Open the door. I want him to hear the fire alarm. We have a security guy walk up to us 30 minutes ago, about 25 minutes ago, before this happened, and said, what are you guys doing? We said, we're just walking around checking out the artwork in the hotel, which we actually were admiring, but we were also going around getting some footage. And they said, well, no cameras allowed. We said, fine. And then he said, yeah, we had somebody do a fire alarm a few weeks ago, and me and Rob, my camera guy, were going, why is he telling us about a fire alarm? I forgot that part, George. These bastards have done this. I don't know how. They're planning to try to set us up or something, but this is incredible. We are here in the middle of this right now, George.
Yeah, we got a car right behind us.
Made about, what, 5 turns and 6 turns, the same car's following us. Now he looks like he's following us into a... He came out of Bilderberg. He came out of the Westfield.
He's being a little bit subtle, but...
Not too. There he is. That's him over there in the blue
green
car.
Yeah.
And we're going to be out here for the next 3 days while you try to chart the future of our destiny. We're taking our destiny back
You're not our gods or our masters!
It is our duty to expose these criminals. It's a criminal act under federal law for federal officials to have private meetings to discuss world policy. And every newspaper, every broadcaster has a patriotic duty to expose these scum and the evil they project.
Yitak Ivan!
As we reported earlier, Secretary of Defense Robert Gates is in attendance here at Bilderberg, which of course is an act of treason against the United States of America because he's still an official in a position of high authority. So we've got new accounts of treason, numerous accounts of people breaking the law flagrantly, and now people are looking at pressing charges.
Mr. Betty, could you just explain your role within Swiss politics and why you decided to write the original letter regarding Henry Kissinger and the Bilderberg Group?
I am a politician for the Swiss People Party, the most important political party in Switzerland, and value of this party are independence, freedom, democracy, direct democracy, and neutrality. And of course, what is happening with Bilderberg is exactly the anti-values I'm fighting for, and it was important for me to do something so that the people know what is happening here.
Through freedom, but collectively with a message, a manifesto, a constitution, a declaration of independence against the globalists.
This is a criminal gathering. You are on notice by the people of the United States to get the hell out of our country.
Well, we are guests at this hotel, and I just got into town, and they had told me that they were getting a room somewhere else.
Unfortunately, the hotel is having some renovations done, so we don't have any.
Oh.
We don't have any rooms for you, and I believe Mr. Stoles did tell you that. And being private property, the restaurant's not open today, and we don't have any rooms for you, so I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
Okay, well, I'll go. Can I get my voucher for my room?
If you want to give me any intel later, once you see how evil they are, or if Hillary says don't look her in the eyes, you can always contact me at InfoWars.com.
Okay.
Where the rest of your staff will be as well.
Okay.
But thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Jones.
Thank you, because no one ever helps us until after they meet those monsters. Bye. Then we get everything, including all the paperwork. Say hi to the NSA operating illegally in all your rooms as well. There are thousands of articles now about Bilderberg. They have wanted to remain secret because they are the shadow government. They are the oligarchs. They live off tax money and insider deals. They are the robber barons, and they are being defeated. This is a historic event, and I want to commend all those that are out here.
Of the Bilderberg pays off for the all efforts you did for the past few years trying to uncover this secret lodge here.
Yes, there have been people like Jim Tucker for 35 years trying to expose it. Westbrook Pegler 50 plus years ago was the first. He didn't even know the name. Now we have moles inside. We're blowing them wide open. And the people are discovering there's a private corporate oligarch through banks, IMF World Bank, carrying out fraud. It is so exciting what's happening. We are identifying the puppet masters instead of just the puppets. They hate this. They need their secrecy. They are extremely angry right now. They're the best. I'm going to get our reinforcements. Get them. Bilderberg's down there.
All right, let's go. Let's go.
You look better in person.
Thank you. I'm a Marine upholding my oath to the Constitution. That is why I am on this side of the fence. Your paper notes, your retirement, your pension, your benefits will not buy you food, milk, and shelter in the future.
Discovering that power gets behind the scenes and tries to screw the little people and tries to use government regulation to shut down the people. And we're here in defiance of that.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Mr. Balls, can I shake your hand? Mr. Balls, can I shake your hand? Hey, I'm Alex Jones. I kind of led the demonstrations.
No. Great to see you.
Why can't you guys talk about Bilderberg?
The rules of these things are all decided by people, you know, been up for a long time.
What are we going to do now?
We are assaulting the Bilderberg Group with the searing lights of publicity.
Oh, right, that's us.
That will burn them up in the light of truth. Like Count Dracula at high noon.
Yes. The Bilderberg's days are numbered. The New World Order will fall. Humanity is awakening.
Hi, Ed. I'm Paul.
Hi,
that's me.
Hi, how are you?
What did you talk about at Bilderberg then?
Yeah. Come on.
Breaking your ministerial code. Give us a word, Ed. Please.
Breaking the ministerial code?
Yeah.
I'm not
meeting with secret private meetings.
I'm not a minister.
Yeah, but you're conspiring with private individuals. I'm going to do a Freedom of Information Act request. Who did you meet with then? Eric Schmidt?
Don't be silly.
What do you think of Alex Jones?
Can we turn it off because it's not...
So conspiracy theories like this, I believed in...
Hey, listen, I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game. Okay, our government in the U.S. is building FEMA camps. We have an NDAA where they disappear people now. You have this arrest for public safety, life in prison.
You are the worst person I've ever interviewed.
No, it's basically off with their heads, disappear
David,
them,
thank
take
you
them
for
away.
Being with us.
InfoWars.com.
Half
Liberty
past 11. You're watching the
Liberty
Sunday Politics. We have an idiot
freedom
on the program
will not
today.
Stop. You
coming
will not
up
stop
in just
freedom.
20 minutes.
You will not stop the Republic. Humanity is awakening. InfoWars.com. No, you guys are crazy.
I'll be looking at the week ahead with our political panel. Until then, the Sunday Politics.
The sleeping giant that is America. The sleeping giant that is America.
Okay.
The New World Order is a crime syndicate. And when it comes to town, the sidewalks and waterways are not for the people. They belong to the parasitic crime syndicate that is inside of there.
And our message to the Bilderberg Group and the global crime syndicate that they represent is that humanity is awake and staring and aware of your crimes, and nothing on earth is going to stop the judgment of justice that is coming down on you now.
Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. And now you can protect yourself from corrupt cops with the InfoWars dash cam. It's your car's black box that records all that the driver sees and hears. And introducing the Block It Pocket. It renders your phone undetectable while protecting your private data and your health. Or take back your privacy and protect your personal information by getting your very own detractor cell phone pouch. So get incredibly high quality freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.